Ann Arbor is known for so many different things. Its culture, the arts, the amazing restaurants, and is the home of the University of Michigan. This is Lisa Berry, and for the first time in over 100 years, students are returning to campus in a pandemic. And city life is going to look, feel, and be a lot different this year. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk more about that is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor and Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox. Thanks to both of you for agreeing to talk with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Typically, this is such an exciting time of year with so much to look forward to as the city comes alive with academic life and football and student get-togethers. But all of that is on hold this year due to the global health crisis. So I want to start with you, Mayor Taylor. How does it feel to you?
It is a time of expectation because, you know, so much of what makes Ann Arbor a great place to live does come from the energy that students bring to the community. But you are, of course, correct that there is a layer of uncertainty. There's a layer of apprehension. It's been qualified and there's been tremendous pain, both physical and emotional and economic. But, you know, we have kept our rates fairly, you know, relatively low. You know, we are, for the most part, complying with social distance regulations. We are complying with mask guidance, with the introduction of, you know, a couple of thousands of new Ann Arborites to town. It's going to be our obligation to make sure that those messages of safety are communicated and that we do everything we can to keep our rates of infection as low as possible.
And Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox, we all know recently outdoor gatherings were confined now to 25 people. Is that going to be legally enforced by Ann Arbor Police?
Well, it's legally enforced by the mere fact that, you know, there's an emergency order, you know, giving us the ability to do that. I guess the question really is if people don't comply, how much can we, you know, enforce that throughout the entire city? We only have limited resources, so our goal and role in this is to make sure that we do everything possible to proactively remind folks of what the rules are and, more importantly, why. Right? We live in a community, and this is about the health of everyone. This is not just about the individual having fun. It's about the health and welfare of the neighbors, for their parents, for people visiting, the students, the residents that live here. And that's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to partner with everybody in the community to make sure the community stays safe by proactively reminding folks that we are in a pandemic. It is not the same. The sun might, you know, come up every day, but the reality is that we're in a different time right now. And if we do everything possible to get through this and follow the rules that we know work, we can, and then we can get back to maybe a more normal life faster. That's what we're going to try to do, is educate as much as possible anywhere we need to, and worry about the enforcement stuff for the special people that really deserve that portion of it, if we come to that.
As you both are probably aware, and this question is for you, Mayor Taylor, some university staff and faculty were protesting recently on campus that they have, quote, no confidence in the university plan for some in-person class instruction. So let me ask you, Mayor, do you have confidence in that plan and possible impacts on the city?
Well, you know, I certainly, you know, I have all the respect in the world for the folks at the University of Michigan. They have public health expertise in making sure that that they are able to pull off a public health informed hybrid semester. I was on a call with President Schlissel the other day, and you know, I think he said it best. You know, we can't understand and fully predict the future. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. No one knows exactly how people are going to respond. But President Schlissel said that, you know, he likes our chances of getting through the semester. And, you know, I do too. You know, I think, you know, what Chief Cox said on the upfront is important to emphasize. And that is that we are looking to educate our way to compliance. We're approaching this like a public health crisis, not a law enforcement crisis, that no matter what the regulations are, whether it's, you know, 25, you know, gatherings of 25, whether on the outside, gatherings of 10 on the inside, whether, you know, masks are obligated or not. The point is that we are going to let people know what the rules are. We're going to let them know why the rules are, and emphasize for folks that they have a role in solution, that they're critical to the solution. You know, we have public health rules you know, up and down the line that are observed every day without without the black helicopters coming in. Mm. I mean, we don't smoke in restaurants. We used to. The reason we don't is because we understand as a society that these are public health hazards and that we have passed rules which prohibit them, and we comply. It's my expectation that as we roll out the way of doing business, the way of keeping the community as safe as possible, as we communicate that to Ann Arbor community members, and you know, you're a community member, whether, you know, if you're, you know, 18 years old in a day and you show up at the University of Michigan on day one, or, you know, you're just as much a community member as if you were, you know, born at U of M Hospital and, you know, went to school at Ann Arbor High School and are now a resident of Glacier Hill. The community is big enough to contain all of them. And I think it's our message to students that you're here, you're part of us, and you are an integral part of the solution. And we look forward to, you know, staying safe together.
Let's focus, though, on the residents who are not students. I'm hearing some people are concerned about going out into the city of Ann Arbor when the students are here, thinking it will be not as safe, that COVID may be more present in the community. What can you say to residents who are non-students that we're going to keep the peace with you, the police chief, or we have plans, you, the mayor, that it's still going to be okay to be out in your own Ann Arbor community?
Well, I guess I'd say this, you know, the pandemic is real, and a city that has an extra 10, 15, 20,000 people in it in the same geographical area has a different risk profile. And, you know, I acknowledge that, and I, you know, I share that personal concern too as I'm walking around. My goal is to be masked all the time when I'm outside near anybody, and my goal is to avoid interactions with people to maintain distance, and it's easier to do in a less dense environment. And so I recognize and acknowledge that. You know, I think what's important is that, you know, that we communicate to students that we expect them to behave in a way that's that improves public safety, and that you know, that we, as, you know, bystanders, if you will, are not shy about telling people what our, you know, what our community expectations are. You know, we should do so decorously and with courtesy, but we should do so with clarity. And we're gonna. The virus does not take a break. The virus does not make excuses. The virus acts, and it acts all the time. And we need to conduct ourselves accordingly.
What about you, Chief Cox? You've had a long career in law enforcement. How much of a pivot is this for you and your department dealing with a pandemic as police?
I've never had to deal with it in this fashion, and I would imagine many other people in law enforcement probably feel the exact same way. It is different because it's not traditional law enforcement activity. And that's why the role of education is so important, because by the time we come and get involved with trying to break up a large group larger than 25 or people who aren't social distancing, not wearing a mask, the damage has already been done. It is far better to try to proactively get folks to not do this, to comply with what we're asking them to do, because that's what's going to help the community. It's going to help society here. And, you know, when we show up after the fact, it is truly after the fact of what the potential danger is there. So we are a police department, but, you know, we will do what we need to do to help the community stay safe, whatever that means. This is different, and so we're trying to do different things to make sure the public understands it's different and do all we can to keep everyone safe, including the men and women to do this job as well. I have been taxed. There's no doubt about that through this pandemic, like so many other folks. And, you know, and we're learning daily as well. So my hope and goal is that people will comply. This is a great city. You know, the young folks that come here to University of Michigan are very bright students. They're smart. I'm sure that they will understand and get, you know, the importance of complying. And that's what we're asking them to do.
So I'm hearing the plan is to be more proactive than reactive going into all this as the community changes with students arriving in the city of Ann Arbor.
I would say yes, that is definitely the case. However, you know, enforcement is a last option that we always have, but it's always there.
Well, it's changing as we speak. Students are moving in, and I want to wrap up with both of you, giving you a chance to share any reassuring words or advice you want to leave Ann Arbor residents with and visitors to the city that it still will be safe and okay to be in Ann Arbor, even with thousands of new people in the community as well now.
People want assurance, and that's perfectly natural. And I, you know, I will say that no one can guarantee the course of the virus. No one can guarantee the level of the virus in the community. But what we can guarantee is that we are going to do everything we can to put people in a position to take care of each other. We know how to fight the virus. What we need to do is very clear. And the cost of taking these steps on the matter of personal conduct is small. Wear a mask, maintain distance, avoid congregation. The tremendous economic issues aside, these are very clear things to do that everyone can achieve. And by taking these steps, by taking personal responsibility, we can as a community be far safer. And it's my hope and expectation that that students will come in, they will understand their expectations, they will understand their role, and the vast majority of them are going to act accordingly.
And Mayor Taylor will have to have that conversation sometime soon about the economic impact. But I really just wanted to focus on
Absolutely.
The social impact and the security impact. And Chief Cox, do you have any final words you want to share with residents?
We don't have a crystal ball on whether the students coming back or the pandemic in general. But, I sense and feel that it will get better. People are complying. A lot more people are wearing masks in comparison to what we started before. There is certainly a lot of hope out there regarding compliance and people doing the right thing and us getting through this. So let's continue with that and do everything possible to make sure that we, continue to educate folks and expect people to comply with this stuff. Because that's what we're going to do here. So that's the only words I would put out there.
That is Ann Arbor Police Chief Michael Cox. We've also been talking to Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. Best of luck to both of you. Stay safe, stay well, and thanks for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you so much.
Take care.